Hallelujah. Come on, let's begin to praise the name of Jesus tonight. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name.
You give and you take away. Give and take away. You
to love about you. Heaven and earth adore you.
Through you, my eyes are open. Oh, does anybody believe it tonight? Come on, does anybody believe it tonight? Oh, if you do, sing it right now. Oh, shout it out tonight. Come on, tell him, I believe in Jesus. Come on, do you believe for your healing? Do you believe for your answer? Come on, do you believe that God can work out miracles? Oh, come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, he can bless it right now. Oh, my God. Come on, if you have a need right now, pray for somebody else. God bless them. I know I should be praying for myself, but I'm going to pray for somebody else. Come on, the prayer of faith can save the sick. It can heal the body. It can open doors for jobs. It can open doors for promotions. Come on right now, have faith. I believe we're going to see it tonight. Ah, the devil thought he had me. Come on, the devil thought he had me. Ah, we glorify you, Jesus. Come on, I believe tonight. Oh, I believe tonight. Come on, all over this house, let's praise him. Let's glorify him. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Come on, if you believe it tonight, clap your hands and give the Lord glory. Oh, hallelujah. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Amen. In this good spirit of faith that we feel in the house tonight, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Pray for Sister Justina. She could not be here tonight being sick. And then there's others who are missing tonight for other reasons. Pray for them. Pray for our building loan situation. We've got to get an answer for the next phase of the project, or there will be no more phases of the project. God's got to do a miracle. And we need it tonight, and if God can do it, if God can do it, it can't be done. But my God is able. Nothing is impossible. Come on, let's pray right now. Savior, we worship you. We praise you. We magnify your name. God, there's faith in the house right now. God, we're believing for healing. We're believing for breakthrough. We're believing for a move of the Spirit on our situation. Come on, I feel something moving right now in the Holy Ghost. I feel faith building in the Holy Ghost right now. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Anybody believe it tonight? Anybody feel it tonight? Oh, we worship you, Lord. We glorify you, Jesus. Come on, let the Holy Ghost do the work tonight. Come on, let the Holy Ghost do the work tonight. My God, we worship you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. There's victory in the house tonight. Come on, there's victory in the house tonight. We're not striving, we're thriving. We're not the tail, we're the head. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed on the job. We're blessed at home. Oh, we worship your blessed name, Jesus. Amen, amen. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. Feel the Holy Ghost moving in the house. Ushers are preparing to receive the Wednesday night tithe and offering. Amen. Well, God's going to work a miracle. Well, yeah, we still have to do our part. That's right. We're going to. Well, Pastor, I'm not making much. I don't have much. I don't have nothing to give. I'm glad you said that because I'm going to preach about that tonight. You give what you have and let God worry about the rest. You give what is your duty to do, your requirements of the Lord, and let God worry about the rest. It's not a dollar amount anyway. It's a percentage, and it's 100% of the heart. So we got to do that, do our part, be faithful in your daily prayer, devotion, Bible reading, weekly fasting as often as you can, witnessing every day. Somebody reach out to somebody. Tell somebody about what the Lord is doing in the house. Tell them about your blessings, your miracles. Amen. Be faithful in all areas of the church. Be faithful to men's conference coming up very quickly. March 20th and 21st, Nampa Civic Center. Men, please be there. Be faithful. We need help setting up on Friday and then tearing down on Saturday. So please be faithful in that. Obviously, we're not using this door here. And apparently, there's a lot of handicapped folk in this church. So please do not park in the handicap unless you have a tag. I was parking there before. Well, we can make you handicap if you need to. We can work on it. Praise God. But let's be faithful and let's be a rule follower. Amen. Amen. I hate to say this too. This is embarrassing to say. Just found out right before I walked in church. No, I did not create two more Pastor Bray accounts on Instagram. No, I'm not asking for new friends. Someone's making, I don't know if they're making money requests. I hope we get a portion of it. I don't know what they're doing, but it's not me. So if you're getting a request, it's not me. I hate to mess it up right before men's conference, but thank God our last reel on men's conference had over 7,000 views, almost 300 likes. We got folks coming from Arizona to men's conference, so we're thankful about that. Let's stand together and pray for the offering. Savior, we love you. We praise you. We adore you tonight. We thank you for what we feel in the house. We ask you, Lord, that you'd bless the gift and the giver tonight in Jesus' name. Let's sing and worship as the ushers come.
For anyone who's ever felt the saints of God.
the hope. It keeps the moving on through trouble.
If you have a testimony tonight, why don't you lift your voice? Come on, we're saved by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I believe it's all right to remind the devil every once in a while, I got a testimony, devil. Oh, come on, just remind the devil tonight, you got a testimony. Oh, we glorify you, Savior. Amen, amen, amen. You have your Bibles? Well, that was a whole lot more movement than last time we asked that question. Praise God. That makes me feel good. Now you moms got the free pass, but you dads, praise God. Be leaders. Let them see you read your Bible, carry your Bible. Today, we had church at the house. Oakley and Rhett were trying to pray Chase through. He was doing all right till he declined. But I don't know if I'd want it either with him attacking my head with microphones. But it is awesome to see your grandchildren worshiping God, praising God, singing the songs of God, not knowing a thing about the world, and we're going to keep it that way. Amen. Song of Solomon, Don't get worried. Verse chapter 2 and verse 15. We're going to take one verse of scripture from there. And then we're going to go to Matthew 15. Song of Solomon 2 and 15. Take us the foxes. The little foxes, everybody say little foxes, that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. The little foxes. Matthew 15, verse number 33, his disciples said unto him, whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? Jesus saith unto them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, seven and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the seven loaves and fishes and gave thanks and brake them and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude, and they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the broken meat that was left seven baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men, beside women and children. What do we have against such a great multitude? He said, whatever you have, give it to me. When little becomes the miracle. When little becomes the miracle. Can we lift our hands all over the house tonight? Come on, I don't have much strength. I don't have much might. I don't have much talent. Come on, right now, the Holy Ghost is working right now. He's moving right now. Come on, give him. I know it's been a long day. It's been a long week. It's been a long month. It's been a long year. But if you got a little bit of strength tonight, if you got a little bit left in the tank tonight, come on, you feel like you're getting ready to cash in and throw in the towel, but come on, in the name of Jesus, just a little bit can go a long way. Oh, we worship you, Savior. Come on, let's love the Lord together one more time. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. We glorify you, Savior. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. You can be seated. You got to worry about just a little bit. Song of Solomon tells us that it's the little foxes that spoil the vines. It's the little things. I heard my pastor tell a story many, many times that a man that walked from the West Coast to the East Coast, they said, what was it that got you? What was it that messed you up? What was it that almost made you throw in the towel? Was it the valleys? He said, no. Was it the mountains? No. Was it the extreme heat or the extreme cold? He said, no. It was the sand in my shoe. It was the small pebbles that would get in my shoe. That's what almost made me throw in the towel. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 6 and 10 that yet a little sleep and a little slumber and a little folding of the hands, so shall that poverty come. It's a little laziness. Can I just tell you tonight that laziness is like a muscle? And the more you let laziness get a hold of you, the more it becomes a natural tendency. The more that laziness gets a hold of you, that's what you use. That's what you tend to. And it doesn't just start off by staying home every other day from work. It doesn't just start off by not doing anything around the house. But it's a little bit of sleep. It's a little bit of slumber. It's a little bit of folding of the hands. Ecclesiastes tells us that the dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinky savor. So doth a little folly in him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. It only takes a little silliness. It only takes a little folly to ruin the reputation. I don't have time tonight to go into all the dead flies in the apothecary. That sounds kind of crazy, but can I just run over real quick tonight? The apothecary is the art or the task of making perfume or ointment. The Bible tells us in Exodus chapter 30 that they shall make an oil ointment, an holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be a holy anointing oil. The Bible says that we shall anoint all the things of the tabernacle, every chair, every instrument, every person involved in ministry shall be anointed. But little flies, little problems, little miscommunications, little misunderstandings can take that oil and that anointing and make it stink in the nostrils of God. But what the Bible does tell us is, oh, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head, even the one that ran down the beard, even Aaron's beard, unto the skirt of his garment. Us being together, us being assembled. Come on tonight, church. I know it's a Wednesday night, but we've been having a good track record. It's the united property. It's the unit. It's the unitedly. That means all at once. That means only all together and with all. If we don't let the little distractions and the little things keep us from engaging in the oil, because it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. I don't want to come to church and let my thoughts for tomorrow and let my thoughts for the day destroy what God wants to do in a service. I want to come to church and say, you know what? I got a little strength left, but I'm giving it to God. I got a little bit of strength left. Come on, a little leaven can level the whole lump. God, I rebuke that little spirit. I rebuke that spirit that's coming against me. I don't want the wrong people. I don't want... Oh, hallelujah. Your glory is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? You can't let any pride in. You can't let any doubt in. You can't let any bitterness in. You can't let any laziness in. You can't let any distractions in. Because it affects the whole thing. It affects the whole thing. One person doing something over here can cause someone else to be distracted. One distraction over here can cause somebody else to miss the moment that the angel passes by or troubles the water. We need to make sure that we don't allow the little things. Psalm 37:16, a little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasures and troubleth therewith. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenue without right. I would rather have a little bit of righteousness than be out in the world lost without God. Come on, the Lord knew what a little bit meant. He said, I'll drive them out from before thee. I will not do it in 1 year, but I'll do it little by little. I will drive them out before thee until thou be increased. Come on, you got to do it a little bit until you can do it a lot. You got to do it a little bit until you can increase. You got to give a little bit. I don't make very much, Pastor. I don't have very much. You just keep in the giving a little bit until God increases. You keep being faithful in the little and watch God. He said in Deuteronomy 7:12, the Lord thy God will put out those nations before thee, by little and little, that thou mayest not consume them at once, lest the beast of the field increase upon thee. If we take everything out, you can't handle it all. God, I want the blessing now. You can't handle what you got right now. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing with what you got right now. If I just wipe out your enemies, you won't even think you need me. And you'll be consumed. It's little by, ma'am, Pastor, we're not making progress. I just talked to, back there, it was Brother Mayo. Talking to Brother Mayo, and I asked him how he was doing. He said, well, for the most part, I'm doing good. I said, isn't it those little parts? He said, well, I could just give the off-cuff answer, I'm doing great, but I don't want to lie. I said, I understand. He said, how's your building coming? I said, I could give you the off-cuff answer that it's going great, but I don't want to lie. But for the most part, he said, well, I'm going to tell you something. He goes, to be building a building in 10 years of ministry, pastoring, he said, that's exactly where we were in our first 10 years. He said, and I'm going to tell you else, something else is going on. He said, there's some churches in the Northwest, great churches, that since August, September have been facing unrelentless attacks of the enemy. I said, well, did I tell you what happened last September? Did I tell you what happened last August? He said, no. And so I told him, he said, I'm telling you, it's going to happen. It's going to, but it doesn't all come at once. We're not making the progress that we want to make, but I'm going to tell you, we're making progress. We're not where we think we are to be, but we are going little by little. And in that little, come on, somebody, I want a miracle, but do you understand that miracles come little by little? Yeah, there are times when they come instantly, but there are more times than not when they come in the little being faith. I'm just faithful in the little things. I'm just faithful. Come on, it's precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. The word of God's going to come, but sometimes it's just little by little. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. It's little by little that we get territory in our valley. It's little by little that we get territory in our city. It's little by little that we make territory and make ground among our family. It may not be overnight. It may not be instant. But if we just keep on doing what we know is right, it may be a small step. It may be one small step for mankind. But I'm going to tell you something. It's not a small step for God. God is working in the little. God is working. Come on, somebody, pay attention to what I'm preaching tonight. God is trying to work in your life. God's trying to, and the devil's trying to distract you. The devil's trying to get you off on something else. And I'm telling you, it's in the insignificant. It's in the small. It's in what you think doesn't matter, but it does. It's the little things. Come on, he saw a cloud the size of a man's head. It was a little cloud, but with it was an abundance of rain. Can I tell you, my God, I can tell you tonight on a Wednesday night, we may not be seeing a whole lot right now, but I hear the sound. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. It may be a small cloud, but there's great rain coming. It may be a small cloud. Come on, and a little one will chase a thousand, and a small one a great nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Come on, if we can just understand that this little church could have a great impact in this city. Oh, your little family could have an impact in this valley. Your little church could have an impact. Don't despise the day of small things. Don't despise. I know we're not full here tonight. There's more empty chairs than ones that are occupied. But look, one day there's going to be an outpouring. One day there's going to be a revival. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end shall greatly increase. But thou, Bethlehem, though thou be small among thousands of Judah, Yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that it be a ruler of Israel, whose going forth has been from old, from everlasting. We don't know what's coming from this church. We don't know what's coming from this house. Could there be missionaries? Could there be evangelists? Could there be Sunday school teachers? Could there be bus drivers? I know somebody already talking about driving a bus, and they haven't even got the Holy Ghost yet. Could it be that somehow a small spark starts a raging fire that burns in this area? The thing we've been looking for, hey, forest fires aren't started by some massive thing. It's a small spark. It's a tiny spark. It's a little thing that just explodes. Praise God. The Bible says that Jesus asked his disciples before they were his disciples. Luke 5, it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. He entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from land. Church, what would happen if we just pushed out a little further? But I'm already doing. But what would happen? I've already fished all night. I'm over here cleaning my nets. I'm done for the evening. I'm going to go home and eat dinner. And Jesus said there's a bigger calling. There's a bigger thing than you. I pray that you would thrust out from land just a little. Can I tell you what the Holy Ghost is telling this church? I know what you're doing. I see the sacrifice. I know you're doing the best you can. But can I ask you right now, can you thrust out a little further? Can you just push out a little bit more? Can you get a little bit of soul winning? Can you get a little bit of revival going? Can you do a little bit of witnessing? Can you be a little bit of a leader? Can you have some desire to do more for God? Can you have a little bit of burden? Can you come on? Can you change the atmosphere with your attention and with your burden and with your passion? Can you come to church and be so involved in what God is doing that you thrust the service a little bit? Hey, we're talking about anointing tonight, and thank God for the vertical, but there's got to be a horizontal anointing. You're looking for a part, you're looking for a place to play, it's right here. You're looking for a part to play, it's right now. It's with what I'm preaching. A little bit of amen can change the atmosphere. A little bit of involvement can. Come on, I'm not done preaching. I'm waiting for y'all to catch up tonight. A little bit of thrusting out. A little bit of pushing out. A little bit of more than what I'm doing. I've been tired. It's a Wednesday, Pastor. I understand that. But you don't know what a little bit can do. You don't know what a little bit more. Come on, a little bit of effort can change the atmosphere in the church. A little bit of passion. But we've already had a move of God, have we? Can we have a little bit more? Can we do a little bit more? Come on, lift your hands all over the house tonight. You got to let me be able to take a breath without you stopping. It's a little miracle. It's a little. Come on, when the little you got becomes the miracle. When the little you got becomes the miracle. Oh, hallelujah. I have nothing to offer. I'm broken. I'm battered. I'm wore out. Tired. Weary. I'm worn. 1 Kings 17. The word of the Lord came unto him saying, arise. Go thee to Zarephath, which belonged to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. We read this verse and we just kind of get to the story. The Lord said, I've commanded a widow woman, a widow, no income, no future, no source, no sustenance, no hope, living on meager existence. God didn't pick a king. He didn't pick a ruler. He didn't pick a wealthy person in the city. He picked a widow woman. So he arose and went to Zarephath. He came to the gate of the city. Behold, the widow woman was there gathering sticks. He called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, she didn't argue. She didn't ask who he was. She didn't ask that I've been all day working. I gotta feed my children. She didn't give any excuses why she couldn't be involved. She just went and did it. And while she was going to fetch, he called her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel, which is a little bit, of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth. Anybody catch that? Not the Lord my God, but the Lord thy God. I'm a widow. I know what I'm fixing to do. He apparently is not my God. As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I gather two sticks. What kind of fire is that? That I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. This is the woman that God commanded to take care of the prophet. This is the woman that God said was going to take care of the man of God, the work of God, the kingdom of God. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first. How arrogant, how rude, how uncaring. Pastor, you didn't give me the answer I wanted on my text. You didn't give me the response I wanted on my text. Sometimes it's not healthy to feed negativity. Sometimes it's just better to ignore it than to feed into it. Well, I got quiet. Sometimes I don't know how else to respond than what God has done over the course of the last several weeks. If you're still negative after what God is doing, I don't know what to tell you. Not to make this about me, but I get to walk out every day and see the results of unfair life circumstances. I get to walk on that property and say, why are we not in this building yet? I got to figure out I need to get a job, but when do I get it? I got to finish the project first, then I can go start looking for work. I think we all understand that sometimes life just doesn't turn out the way we thought it would or thought it should. But God said, make me a cake first. Can I just remind you what he said last week? He knows what you have need of before you even ask. But he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. But make me thereof a little cake first and bring it to me, and after make for thee and thy son. And thus the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until that the day the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to what the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did see the cruse of oil fail according to the word of the Lord, which spake by Elijah. I'm going to tell you, the little bit you have tonight can become the miracle. Let the little bit become the seed to a miracle. Let the little... I'm not making much money, but let me tell you something. You make it to God first. You give it to God first and watch. Oh, somebody get a revelation of this tonight. That little bit, that little strength, that little hope, that little drive, that little passion. The devil wants you to focus on the negative. I want you to focus on you got oil, you got anointing. That's what breaks the yoke. If you got two sticks of wood and you got a flame, you got fire that'll burn. If you, my God, if you got bread, you got life. It may not be what you think you need, but God has a way of multiplying. God has a way of adding. Come on, it's like a few chapters later. Don't borrow a few. Get more, get more, get more. Oh, let's stand to our feet tonight. You may think you got two small fish. You may think you got seven loaves. You may think you don't have a big enough income. But I'm going to tell you something. You may think you don't know enough people. But can you win one? Can you reach one? I don't have time to pray, but can you pray a little bit? I can't pray an hour a day, but can you pray a little bit? I can't read my Bible for an hour, but can you read a little bit? I don't go anywhere. I don't know anybody, but can you reach out to our city a little? Come on, the little bit you're doing makes it goes a long way. The little bit you can do goes a long way if you'll do the little you have. Come on, the devil's told you don't have any value. You can't bring anything to the church. Your worship changes the atmosphere of a service. Come on, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. That even means when you're here. That even means when you show up. Come on, your praise makes a difference. Your worship makes a difference. Your pre-service prayer makes a difference. Your tithe and offering make a difference. I don't care how small you think it is. You be faithful with what you have, and you watch God open the windows of heaven and pour you. Hey, he said, prove me, even with the little bit you got. Wednesday night services can be the blowout that we've been looking for. Sunday nights can be the thing that changes the church. That's when we have visitors. That's when we have people. Hey, a little prayer, a little greeting, a little shaking the hand can change a visitor's life. A little friendship. A little reaching out. Come on, this is where we do our part. Every vessel in the house is anointed. Every vessel in the house needs to be anointed. It needs to be sacred. But I'm not preaching, I'm not singing, but you're doing your part. And 60 voices worshiping God does way more than one trying to get him to do it. Come on, the Bible said in Revelation, you had little strength, but you didn't deny my name. You didn't deny my work. And now I'll make you a ruler. Come on, you're a ruler over little. I'm going to make you a ruler over great things. You were faithful in the little things. Now I'll make you a ruler over great things. Oh, don't rejoice when the miracle happens. Rejoice you got enough to make a cake. Rejoice you got enough to make a fire. Rejoice you got enough. Rejoice you got a cruise of oil. Come on, that's a perfume. That destroys the yoke. Come on, my God, my God, my God, my God. What could happen in this church if we were faithful in the little? Until God gave us much. The pastor is tight. Pastor is lonely. Pastor is rough. I get all that. I get all that. And I'm not making this about me, but I'm just telling you. When I grew up in the local church, I had friends. I had buddies. I had people I could call and talk to and hang out with. 27 years in that church. I grew up with these guys. I went to school with them. I was close with them. I can say right now, outside of my wife and my and the church, obviously being a church family and all that, as far as me with a peer and a buddy, I don't have any. If I don't do something with the church or my wife, I don't go do anything with anybody else. This is what I got. And I have to be the pastor and the husband and the father and the leader at all times. There's no place where I can just go and let my hair down and just be. That's life. That's how it's unfolded. I understand loneliness. I understand that at times you feel like you need somebody else. But I'm going to tell you something. If you build a relationship with Jesus, if you build a relationship with your church, if you're faithful in the little that you can do, God will open doors and God will do things. He told the people, that when that widow woman threw the 2 pence in, that she gave more than anybody else because she gave out of her want. She gave out of her daily, she gave out of her current state of existence. There was, when she gave it, there was no money to go buy groceries after. When she spent of herself, there was no more strength. Jesus did not take it out and give it back to her. And the Bible does not record this, but I just know my Jesus. I guarantee when she got home, there was something a little extra. There might have been a neighbor. There might have been somebody. I don't know. Because God does not leave. God keeps good records. And if you've been faithful when you had much, and now you're a little bit, and you're trying to work it all out, you just keep being faithful, and you keep singing the song that got you there in the first place, and you watch God. I'm doing it little by little. I'm doing it little by little because I don't want you to be overtaken. I don't want sudden wealth to come out. Come on, God can't bless you with sudden wealth if you're not faithful in the little bit he's given you. God can't bless you with good health if you don't use a little bit of health you got to do the things for him. I don't have much. When I have much, when I can do much, I'll make a difference. No, you make a difference little by little. You make a difference being faithful. You were faithful in the little. I'll make you ruler over the great. You can't rule great until you've been faithful with little. I can't preach this passionately to a large congregation if I won't preach this passionately to a small congregation. You know what my job is to get us from little to the miracle. My job is to get us from trying to make it all work to living in increase. And that's just not financially. That's in the spirit. That's in all. We got to get past the striving and get to the thriving. And that happens in the little. It is a miracle, and I know I've talked about this several times, but it is a miracle that so few men with so few hours in a week have made such large progress. You think that's not a miracle? Why is it taking us so long, Pastor? Well, I'll just tell you. It's seven guys working 5 to 9, Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and 9 to 5 on Saturday. Why don't you work later? We're working as late as we can, and some of us need a break. Well, what about Sundays? Well, we're not working on Sundays because that's the Lord's day. And we want to have good church Sunday nights. So we give everybody a break. But it's amazing to think that in October we were putting up the first wall. And now here we are ready to have our roughing inspection in the next little bit. It's a miracle. But it's just a little here and a little there. Yeah, there's nights we stand around and we talk more than we work. That's happening more often lately than it should, but it happens because we're tired. But you know what? If we do a little bit of work, it's progress. And everyone who's driven by and seen the progress, and they're watching. The city is watching. And I'm not talking about the city of Caldwell or the city of Nampa. I'm talking about the people of the city. They're posting about it on Facebook. I was talking to somebody the other day. They said, oh, yeah, I drive by it all the time, man. You can't believe you guys are doing it. It looks great. Little by little. Until one day we walk in, and it's the miracle. You keep praying for your family and watch the miracle happen. You keep giving what little bit you got, you watch the miracle happen. Oh, clap your hands tonight and give God praise. Pastor, I come to church tired on Wednesday night. You just praise a little bit. You just give me a nod. You just pay attention a little bit. And you watch what God does in a service. Praise God. Amen. If you get excited about other things, I was listening to Brother Doug Walker. He said, I got people want to come to my office and talk for an hour about their problems and their ADHD. He said, I never struggle with paying attention more than I hear someone in my office for an hour talking about their problems. He said, I just preached for 3 and they got to come in and he said, and I lose interest. He said, if they would involve themselves in the service, they might not have to come to me after church. That's not me saying that. That's somebody else. That's a Canadian church saying that. So they're supposed to be polite. But he's American. But anyway, you know, if you would involve yourself in the service, and I'm not pointing fingers, I'm just saying, if you purpose in your mind, I'm going to involve myself in the best way I can, and watch what God does. Watch what happens. Praise God. Amen. Let's lift our hands one more time tonight. Come on, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. I feel thriving in this house. I feel miracles. Hey, let me tell you, church, we're not a small church. We're a growing church. We're not a small church. We're a revival church. I thank God for it. Amen. And don't ever negate the little bit you can do. Don't ever write it up. Don't despise the day of small things. Well, if we were big, no. You don't get there until you start off small. Every church started off like this. Every church. There's no church. Well, there's some people that brought dozens of families, but good churches don't start off like this. They all start off like this. Praise God. Amen. Everybody happy? Amen. Amen. Greet somebody tonight. Make sure that you walk all the way past the handicap stalls. Praise God. Pulled up, I thought, my Lord, someone needs some faith. There's a lot of stalls out there. But anyway, I guess we'll get our exercise tonight. God bless you. Greet somebody tonight as you're dismissed in Jesus' name.